الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر واحد وأنثى وجعلنا منكم قبائل وشعوبا. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر واحد وأنثى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلمون كرجل واحد، إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited in the khutbah from Surah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat is a surah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed regarding social etiquettes. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some very important principles for a healthy society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, ubu wa qabaila li ta'arafu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, verily we created you from a male and a female. And we made from among you different tribes and different groups for the purpose of recognition, so that you will be able to identify one another. So you will say, this person is from certain tribe, this person is from a certain background. But that is not a reason for your honor and respect. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honorable from you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has got the most taqwa. The person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, that is the person who is most respected in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is that deen and religion which has come to completely destroy all forms of racism, all forms of tribalism, all forms of nationalism. This is something, these are serious spiritual ailments that people have got within them. They suffer with the ailment of racism. They suffer with a superiority complex. Someone thinks to himself that I am superior, I am higher because of my race or because of my color or because of the language I speak. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to completely destroy and abolish all these different forms of racism. In the final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the farewell khutbah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressing thousands of Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, listen attentively. Inna rabbakum wahid, wa inna ilahakum wahid. Your Lord is only one. There's only one Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of you. And your father is only one. That is Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Everyone came from the progeny of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala, la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin, wa la li ajamiyyin ala arabiyyin. Listen attentively. There is no superiority for a non-Arab over an Arab. Nor is there any superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab. وَلَا لِأَحْمَرَ عَلَىٰ أَسْوَدَ وَلَا لِأَسْوَدَ عَلَىٰ أَحْمَرَ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. Nor is there any superiority for a person who is fair in complexion over a person who is dark in complexion. Nor is there superiority for a person who is dark in complexion over a person who is fair in complexion. Only reason for superiority is this quality of taqwa. So this is something that is very, very important for us to understand. Islam is a religion that advocates a very strong bond of unity and brotherhood. It is such a religion that gives you such a strong bond. Throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, like the ayat that we recited, then inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you from one male, from one female. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Believers, they are brothers. All believers, they are brothers. Wherever they come from, whichever background they come from, irrespective of the language they speak, irrespective of what nationality they belong to. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Muslimu akhul muslimi. A believer is the brother of another believer. La yadhlimuhu wa la yakhdhuluhu. He will never oppress him, nor will he ever abandon him. Believers are brothers. It's like your own brother. Someone needs to be seriously perverted in his mind for him to leave his own brother. Brothers will stand with one another. Thick or thin, whatever the situation be, a brother will stand with his brother. Because that's, you know, they say blood is thicker than water. Like that, you have got an Islamic brotherhood. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim will never oppress another Muslim. If you're oppressing another Muslim, it only means one thing, that there's a deficiency in your Islam. There's a deficiency in your iman. Your iman is not strong. That's why you're oppressing him. So, al-muslimu akhul muslim, la yadhlimuhu wa la yakhdhuluhu. He will not oppress him, nor will he ever abandon him. One Muslim will never abandon another Muslim. He won't say no, leave him. This type of mentality, don't make that person's problem my problem. That is the mentality of the kuffar. That's like a person that sees a fire burning in someone's house. You seeing now a few homes away from you, or in the next street, you see the fire burning. Said, by the fire is burning there. That's those people's problem. We mustn't worry about it. What will happen? Just give it a few hours and that fire will be in your house. Because that mentality, the fire is not burning in my house. That is the mentality of the kuffar. That is the mentality of people who are very selfish. People who are stingy. Islam is a religion of generosity. As-sakhiyu, qareebun min Allah, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas, ba'idun min al-nar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the generous person is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's close to Jannat. He's close to people. And he's far from Jahannam. And a stingy person, he's far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's far from Jannat. He's far from people. And he's close to Jahannam. So Islam is a religion that advocates brotherhood, unity. لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا تقاطعوا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Don't have jealousy for one another. Don't have enmity towards one another. Don't have hatred towards one another. Don't turn your backs towards one another. Don't cut off ties with one another. Be brothers. Be the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mustn't be proud. We mustn't be haughty. We mustn't be boastful. No, you are the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live like the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live like brothers. How brothers will live. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muslimuna ka rajulin wahidin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Muslims, they are like one body. In ishtaka inuhu ishtaka kullu. If there's pain in the eye, there's pain in the entire body. Wa in ishtaka ra'suhu ishtaka kullu. If there's pain in the head, then there's pain in the entire body. The rest of the body doesn't say, no, the head is paining. That's it. The whole body is distressed. The whole body is in pain. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this ummah. This is the way you'll have to live. This is the way you will continue. This is your strength. This is your power. Unity is your strength. Unity is your power. When you start breaking up, when you start fragmenting yourself, even a family unit. You know, a family unit is very, very important in Islam. Because that family unit, every individual of that family will ensure the correct upbringing of the children. The grandfather, he plays his own role. The uncle, he will play his own role. The cousin, he will play his own role. Every person in that family unit. Now you'll get people who want to live on their own. No, no, we will live separately from everyone. We live on our own. We don't need anyone. No one pays our rent. And those children that are growing up in that home, so they deprived of the love, compassion, the attention of the grandparents. They are deprived of the love, compassion, attention of the uncles and aunts. They are deprived of a lot of things. Now if that child goes on a wrong line, and a child takes a different route in life, and he strays away from the straight path, who is there to blame besides the parents themselves? Because you have adopted that type of life, that type of lifestyle. You taught yourself you will live independently, you will live differently, you don't need to be with the rest of the people. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave us simple examples, but if a person just ponders over it, he'll understand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained the importance of performing salah in jamaat. But you can understand, you can extend this example that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to other aspects of life also. And he said, see, if you move away from the jamaat, and you want to read namaz all alone, then the fox will devour the goat or the sheep that has strayed away from the flock. That has strayed away from the flock. So it's a very easy target. It's a soft target for the fox. When we strayed away from the group of the Muslims, when we strayed away from the masjid, when we moved away from family units, from solid family structures, then what happens? We become a very easy, soft target now for shaitan. Shaitan can misguide us, can mislead us. That is why there is so much of importance laid on family ties. Look at how much of importance laid in Islam on family ties. Perhaps you will not get any other nation in this world or any other religion in this world that it lays so much of emphasis and importance on family ties. Because again, yeah, this is to unite. We have to unite this ummah. When we are together, when we are united, then it's easier for us to overcome our problems. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with us. Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. Allah's help will come with the group. The group of people together, all people thinking together in the right way, they're holding firm onto the hablullah, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're holding firm onto the sunnah, they're holding firm onto the shariat, they're thinking in the same manner, and all of them now making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, collective dua has got its own effect. People don't pay attention to these things now, unfortunately. Because our mind only works in materialistic things. Tell people, you know, there's a collective dua happening here. How many people will even say, let us go and participate in that dua? Let's say the ijtima is taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the work of Dawat and Tabligh and the ijtimas that are happening throughout the world. And you got sometimes 10,000, 15,000, 50,000, 100,000, depends which part of the world. And that collective dua is being made. And every Ameen is adding to the effect of that dua, adding to the power of that dua. You go to the Haram Sharif. It's the month of Ramadan. It's the 27th night. And there are millions of people. And the Imam is making dua. And everyone is saying Ameen to that dua. That dua is going to have a different power to it. It's going to have a different force to it. That is why the mashayikh, they also recommended collective zikr. They said, one person making zikr there, one person make, no, come sit together. Sit together, now there's 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, all making zikr. Whether they're making the same zikr, whether they're making different zikr, however they want to make the zikr, whichever way they want to utilize. But that zikr, you're putting as though 15 different people's noor and barakat together. It's having a different effect. But how many people even think like that? That you know what, there's a group of people, they're excited. But in that ta'lim, there's 10 people, 15 people, 20 people sitting. That ta'lim has got its own effect. That majma, that gathering has got its own effect. Each person in that gathering has got his own effect. Even when we're making dua in our homes, remember, bring our children. One person was just telling me that his children really wanted something. And they were sitting collectively and they all were making dua. All the children, they're making dua. Collectively they're making dua. Small, small children, 7 years, 8 years. Masoom children, innocent children, they're making dua. That dua has got a different effect. So now we need to be making a lot of dua. We know what is the circumstances, we know what is the condition. If you don't know what it is, then it means that we are like blind. We're really in another world. If you don't know really what is happening. So this is a time when we need to be together, when we need to form this unity, when we need to form brotherhood. And this is a time when we have to show our generosity. As Muslims, we have to be generous. We have to be kind. We have to be sharing. Remember, sadaqah has got its own effect. Sadaqah is a very, very great ibadat. It's got such a profound effect. Badiru bi sadaqah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, rush and give sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّهَا. When you give sadaqah, that sadaqah will stop calamities. Calamities will not be able to pass that sadaqah. That sadaqah will become a barrier between you and calamities. You give 5 rand sadaqah. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving you from a 500,000 rand loss. 500,000 rand loss. Sadaqah has got its own effect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind, so generous. We thinking sunnat is only kurta, sunnat is only beard, sunnat is only turban. No! Every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is sunnat. Every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life has to come alive within us. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدَ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Allah bless you with a Rasul from among you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. The difficulties that you undergo is difficult for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels pain for the pain of the ummah, for the difficulties of the ummah. Bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. With the believers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most kind, most compassionate. That's why do you think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent sleepless nights making dua for this ummah? Why? It was the pain in his heart. He was worried about his ummah. This was also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnat. This also we have to bring in our lives. What was the fikr and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern, every person must go to Jannat. Every person must be saved from Jahannam. Every person mustn't be fall in difficulties. So this tribe of Mudar, this is very, very relevant to our current circumstances. This selfish mindset, remember, is a very dangerous mindset. This is going to take us away from Allah's rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dunya is a test. All these conditions we're seeing, this is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching every single person here. What you're doing and what you're not doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He knows what is in every person's heart. That man is only for himself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deprive him of his rahmat. Remember, Allah can reverse the condition. Allah can change the conditions. When the wheel turns, Things can change overnight. Allah protects. Tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put us or our children in that condition. If we are stingy and we are selfish and we only worry about ourselves, it's very, very dangerous. So this tribe comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Mudar tribe. It's a group of villages. The signs of poverty are apparent upon them. The hadith says, Mujtabin Nimar, Mutaqallidi Suyuf. They got their swords around their necks. They got some sort of material that has got stripes on it with which they are wearing around their waists. Hufatun, Urotun. They got no shoes. Barely naked. No proper clothing. What happens to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face color changes. The Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the color changes. Sahaba say we can see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worried. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sad. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is feeling down. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? Tasaddaqa rajulun min dinarihi wa dirhamihi wa thawbihi wa sa'iburrihi wa sa'itamrihi hatta qal walau bi shiqqi tamrati. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the man must give sadaqah with whatever he got. Man got gold coins, he must bring gold coins. Man got silver coins, he must bring silver coins. Someone got clothing, bring clothing. Someone got wheat, bring wheat. Someone got dates, bring dates. Until Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if you got one piece of a date, what you got? One piece, you don't have a whole date. You got one piece of a date. That's within your capacity. Bring your one piece of a date and give these people. Look at their condition. Look at the poverty. Look at the difficulty that they are facing. Some would have said, no, you know, we are relaxed here in Medina Munawara. Everyone is all got food. Why we must worry about them? They must sort their own life. No, that is death. Never, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said that there. And that is definitely not an Islamic teaching. So then Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one person came. There's different reports. But some reports came. One person came with one bag full of stuff. Whatever he went home, he filled up. Whatever he could fill up, he brought it. He couldn't barely carry the bag. So heavy it was. He brought the bag, he came. And they started coming one by one after the other. Until there were two big piles of food and clothing. And then the Sahaba say, we saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face lit up as though Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face, it had gold on it. That's how the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lit up. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy. Alhamdulillah, these people have got food. Alhamdulillah, these people have got clothing. Alhamdulillah, these people are comfortable. This was the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Deen is not confined only to Hajj and Umrah. Today we think deen is only confined to Hajj and Umrah. Deen is only confined to Tahajjud. Deen is only confined to zikr. No, this is also deen. All this is deen. All this is a sign of showing a person's Islam, the level of his iman, the level of his deen. This stingy mindset has never been accepted in Islam. This is something that is very detrimental. It's something that's very dangerous. I will conclude this with two sayings of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji rahmatullahi alayhi. And I'm repeating this in different places. Because truly, we don't have those visionaries anymore now, unfortunately. We don't have those people. Those types of people that had that vision, that where they could see from a distance a problem coming. We don't have that caliber. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with those qualities. So Hazrat Muhammadji rahmatullahi, one thing you would say we are suffering with an ostrich mentality. What's an ostrich mentality? When the ostrich sees some danger from far, it just puts its head in the ground and it like pretends like it never saw it. So that's the ostrich mentality. What I told you in the beginning, the fire is burning there, put your head in the ground, no, nothing, there's no fire. Eventually what will happen? Allah protect, what's going to damage is going to cause. The second thing Mawlana Umarji Rahmatullahi used to say, and Mawlana was so passionate that sometimes when his bayans, when he would speak, you would actually like hear Mawlana crying from inside. where he said we're spending millions of rands on functions. And the day will come on the day of Qiyamah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us that people in your surroundings, poverty, the Christian missionaries were going to them and they were becoming Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to ask you that I gave you this millions of rands. What I gave it to you for? For you to throw it on functions and weddings and all these different things that you are throwing it on. But what he would say that I wanted to quote, there are a lot of different things that he used to say. He would say that a day will come when the historians will write the history. Now many of us, we don't know much about history, but Maulana Rahmatullahi was a luminary and he was an authority in history. If you sat with him, when you speak about history, they seen a lot of all these different things. So they knew exactly what was the undercurrent, they knew exactly where things come from. We only superficial, we only see things on the, what the media tells us, we believe us. The media is one of the biggest form of lies. If you're looking for, look for it in the media. The most lies and deception, you'll find it in the media. So when you read it, just make sure you remember how much of lies is there and how much deception is there where they want you to believe something, but the reality is something completely different. So Maulana would say that one day when the historians will write the history, we all may be gone from the dunya. It may be 100 years, 150 years, 200 years later, then they will write that this community was such a stingy community, such a selfish community, that they could not do anything for the brothers that were suffering, for other Muslims that were suffering. So respected friends, every person within his capacity, we know the situation. Let us see what we can do. Bless every person with something unique. And alhamdulillah, many of our brothers are actively involved. May Allah reward all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with the best of this world and the year after for all the good work that they are doing. They could have just sat down comfortably, rested in their homes, slept away, enjoyed their lives, gone for holidays. They could have everything, but they said, no, we will take out the time and we will take out the effort to see that our Muslim brothers are comfortable to the best of our ability, whatever is within our capacity, what we can do. Every person should see what is within his capacity. But the minimum requirement that everyone should be doing and take this message home to your wife and your children also is that everyone has to be making dua. Everyone has to be engaged in amal and everyone has to be engaged in dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about favorable conditions for the Muslims throughout the world. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ndingofuna kunena zvitu zvochepa kwa my brothers zanga amene muri wochokera ku Malawi amene tiri apa. Choyambirira ife ndi faslam amene tiri muno. Choncho tieni tikhale anthu oonetsa ngati kuti ndi faslam. Tiri ndi complain yonena kuti chikumata chido chokuya. Chimene anthu wa akugwira ntchito molimbika. Kuti chakudya chimene chibwira apapo. Sichitu chapafupi kuti chakudya chimene cha chitani chi azitipasa mene zimapangira apapo. Tiye tikhale anthu oyamika. Chintu china tikhale timati tikapasidwa chakudya tikumatayira mapepa lapena paliponse. Tiye tikhale kuti takagwisa chintu atipasa chakudya tadya. Zizojiwa nizo tiye tikataimu bini. Osa taya pena pali posi ya. Ife ya Islam na mene, tinga ya mbilire, kwaso kulela ntwe na mene uti siya Islam. Right? Ndiye tien, tisamalire pa malopa, kumbaso tiyamike zimene tukupangiridwa. Antu wakuti tandiza kwa mbili. Ndipo tien, tiza pangina madua, kuti Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awateteze, ndipo awonjezele chuma chao, kuti antwe na so azipiti la kulandila chitandizo. Kumbaso tien, nintawi yote ife tipange madua mwolimika kwa mbili. Tieni tikabwira muzikiti tilire kwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kuti Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ateteze mioyo ya anthu ambiri. Osiana siana milali muno ase awatetezere. Ndiye ndipanga dua tonse tipanga amina olimbika. Chintu china. Tieni tiperekere zonse kwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawi zina Allah mapanga zintu. Chifukwa chofuna kuti atiteteze kapena kuti atipase zintu zabwino. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abu yanku la mkur'ani kuti wa asa an takarahu shay'a wa huwa khairul lakum. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ Tima tikoza kuchida jintu Chimene Allah kupanga kwa ifi Chone kila kwa ifi kati uti ncho ipa Koma chiti chabu ino kwa ifi Koma sopena tikoza maone kaji tujina kati chabu ino Koma chiti cho ipa kwa ifi Ndiye tiendi chimene Allah subhana watipasa Tiendi chivome leze kuti Chimene watipasa ndipo chisakari nacho Chifu Allah subhana watala pasokoro pake Adi chabu ino pachimene soso On behalf of all Malawians that are here in the masjid and outside the masjid, and on behalf of the Malawi as a country, I want to convey the gratitude and thankful to our brothers, Muslim brothers, especially our India's brothers in Durban, for the caring and the aid that are giving on this place and elsewhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your sadaqah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your houses, your businesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in your wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Jannat al-Firdaus for you and your family and the whole progeny in future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the Muslims in Durban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all you all with afia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept for you all, for your sadaqah and for your whatever you are doing, the khidmat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. I just wanted to thank thank everyone who are taking part and those who are not taking part. Everyone, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and reward them abundantly. Jazakumullah khair wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.